following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey, Refuge family. I hope you guys are doing well. I'm coming to you from inside the kids ministry again today, getting some work done in here and making sure that this place is all ready so that when we do come back together as a church family, when the kids can actually return to the children's ministry, it will be a really special environment for them. And the room itself will actually operate kind of like a tool. So I can show you a little bit of what we're doing in here. You can see we got our piano over there that we got set up. The cool thing about the piano now is that it lights up when we play notes, which is a lot of fun for the kids. We got a little water fountain for the kids, because when we talk about the Spirit and the Word of God, knowing that in the Bible, the reference, the idea of God's Spirit and Word is always talked about as movement or flow or the pouring out of, and then water is the natural illustration given for the Spirit of God. So we're going to use that as a tool for the kids. And then today, got a little bit of green, little turf right there we're going to put up on our stage. So it's kind of a special place to be. It's a great place to kind of meditate and to think about the Word of God. And I can't wait to use it with all the kids when we do come back together. Know that September 6th, we're going to be doing online videos for the kids, and we're going to be talking about spiritual foundations for them. So, yeah. Hey, today I wanted to share with you just a little bit of thought and I'd say meditation or contemplation of the Word that I've been kind of dwelling on recently. And it seems like this comes up every 4 years. You know, here we are, we're in the middle of the election season, and September is getting closer and closer. And if you pay attention, and I've paid attention over the years as elections have come and gone, it definitely seems like the last 2 months before the election, things just really start to ratchet up. And what I'm talking about is the level of slander, the level of mudslinging, the division that starts to happen. And I'm not talking about just the politicians, because that's the game that they play, right? That is how politics are done during our time. Gone are the days of old, where two men could probably debate each other on a stage, and they could both lay out their arguments and articulate it very well. And people would listen, and you would just weigh decisions, and gone are those days. I think that we are in a very interesting season this year, where I'm prepared for this season to be one of just a lot of struggle, a lot of slander, a lot of mudslinging, and what ends up happening to the people of our culture and of our country. Now, on top of that, it's everything that we're going through that's really difficult as well. Obviously with the pandemic, and the different things and arguments that are happening in society, man, we are just ripe for destruction, of each other. we need to be very careful as believers, as children of God, as children of the light, as the scriptures would tell us, to actually consider how we're walking during this time and who we're being during this time. I want to read for you today out of 2 Timothy chapter 3, just the first couple of verses here, because I think that this little passage right here, it talks about perilous times and perilous men, talking about the last days. And I'm not one to say if we are in the last days, meaning, you know, we're right there, Jesus is coming tomorrow. That's not for me to say, but I do know that scripture gives us signs and things that we should be aware of, as to what culture and what people are going to look like and what is going to be happening. And I think in this chapter and in these few verses here, there's a warning for believers that we need to pay attention to. So let me go ahead and read. It's 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting in verse 1, says this: "But know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves." Definitely, man, over the last, you really say the last 15 years, well, probably, yeah, maybe 15 years or so, the rise of social media, the rise of self-marketing, as it would be, of us, all of everybody trying to promote themselves, trying to make a name for themselves, create a platform for themselves, is the lover of self. That is definitely the time that we're living in. And culturally, there is a lot of messages out there about finding your truth, justifying the way that you feel. You are the center kind of the universe way of thinking, as opposed to, you know, we need to really be thinking about everybody. We need to be thinking about who we are during these times and how we impact a culture and really the love of God. A lot of people have changed that to being themselves. So lovers of themselves, lovers of money. Of course, that's not a difficult one to argue or say. I don't think anybody would disagree that we live in a culture where we are lovers of money. Boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. And I don't think that that's just talking about little kids. I think that that's just a total breakdown of the family dynamic and the respect for those that are above us. Unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, man, all across the news. It's nothing but slander and gossip. That just seems to be the driving force of all news stories, is just not really reporting the facts anymore. It's just slander of one side or the other. People who don't have self-control, brutal, despisers of that which is good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. Definitely, I think, is a perfect description of the culture that we live in right now, at least our immediate culture here in Southern California, like where we're at, is that, I think, really describes a lot of what's taking place. But there's this last little part here, as we think about those first sections or those first verses maybe describing culture that's around us. There's something with verse 5, though, that kind of puts a whole twist to this. And it's this: having a form of godliness, but denying its power, and from such people turn away. Did you catch that? Gave this whole description of these people here. And then at the end, he kind of caps it. And he says, having a form of godliness, which means looking like godly people, looking like upright or righteous people, but denying its true power or robbing it of the very essence of what godliness is. And I think that's the warning for Christians for this season. You know, as culture is going through this time with slander and with backbiting and with gossip and being lovers of self, we as Christians can be so easily deceived and can be caught into the mentality that we are fighting man or we are fighting other people. And we join in the slander and in the gossip, but then we go to church or we watch church online, as we do now for the season, or you may show up in the parking lot here at the church, which is on Wednesday nights and Sunday mornings, by the way, if you didn't know. We'd love to see you out in the parking lot under our big tent now. We can do these things. We can read our Bibles every single day. We can continue to, we can take on the form of godliness. We can wear the Christian t-shirt with the slogan here. We can post the right things to our social media. We can buy the right books. We can journal the way that we think we're supposed to journal. We as believers can do all of those things that have the form of what a Christian is, like can be the form of somebody that's godly, but deep inside our mind and heart, you know, we could deny the actual power of God, which means we could read about the love of God. We can say that we love our neighbor, but we don't really love them in our mind and heart. And I think, unfortunately, over the last few weeks, there's been a lot happening within Christian communities where there's maybe been a forgetting about the love of God and the kindness of God and the faithfulness of God as we approach our neighbor. And as time goes on, as we go through this season over the next 8 to 9 weeks, I think it's going to get a lot harder, and it's going to get a lot harder for you, and it's going to get a lot harder for me, because we're going to see things that we disagree with. We're going to see things that we hate And there are things happening culturally that are absolutely wrong and grieve the heart of God. But you need to be careful that you don't allow those things that you see or the temperature of the culture to kind of change the position of your mind and heart and who you're called to be. You're called to be somebody that has the form of godliness, but believes in the power of God's love and the power of who God is and the power of God's kindness. That you don't become somebody that just does the Christian thing, but you are somebody that is indwelled with the Spirit of God, which means your mind and your heart is filled with the love and the kindness of God. Last week, I did a video about feeling sorry for people, but asking the question, do you feel sorrow for people? You can feel sorry for somebody because they don't have the things that you have or have the knowledge that you have. But the question is, in your heart, do you actually feel the deep, loving sorrow for them because they are without God? You know, we need to remember that during this time, that in everything that we watch and everything that we see and everybody that we talk about, is that we need to talk in the way that we are called to be. We are just called to talk with kind and gentle words, remembering that it's the kindness of God that leads people to repentance. So allow our kindness that only comes from the Spirit of God to flow out of us, who we are to other people, and maybe by our actions towards them, by shining our light in these dark times, they may come to a full knowledge of God through the people, that's us, who are called to reflect the very light of God to others. So it's just an encouragement for these times that we're getting ready to get into. And just a reminder, don't be a person that has the form of godliness, but denies its power. Don't be somebody that is okay with just looking like a Christian or doing the Christian thing or doing the thing that you think you need to do. Deeply reflect on first making sure that the gospel, that the Spirit, that the Word of God, the Word of the light of the knowledge of God, right? The light of the knowledge of God is filling up your heart before anything starts to come out of your mouth regarding culture. And I believe that that's something we need to really be paying attention to. All right, I love you guys today. I love you every day, but I love you. That's what I have for you today. And be praying for us as a church. And we got some exciting things coming for kids ministry. We got family camp happening in 2 weeks from now, August 28th through the 30th. So if you want to sign up and go to family camp, you just go to thousandpines.com and join us in the mountains for 2 nights. It's wonderful to be up in the creation of God, to study His Word, and to just take a breath, a breather, and realize, you know what, God's Word endures. God's Word will never fail, right? Man is going to go back and forth, like a ping pong ball tossed in the waves of the ocean. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 14 talks about that, about being immature children, where we're tossed back and forth from every wind and wave of doctrine, right? We're being just back and forth and back and forth in the way that we feel. Be filled with the light of God, which keeps us steady and keeps us straight. And make sure you're doing that during this upcoming season, because it's definitely going to get kind of stormy. I am sure it is. It does every 4 years. There's all kinds of stuff that starts to happen. Keep your mind focused on the things that are above. Keep your mind focused on Jesus, and may His light and the light of His Spirit fill you, dwell within you, and may you be that light for other people. All right, guys, I will talk to you later. Bye.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free my heart.